Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Hi guys, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. So, I have a kind of just a myriad of subjects to cover today. And, the first thing is I got my very first butt plug. Yes, I know I've been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it ad nauseum about I should get one. Well, I did. Oh my gosh. Okay. I have, it's just sitting here on my desk. I have not put it in, or it has not been used in a sexual act at all. So, it's very pretty though. It's got a blue little jewel, I guess, on the outside is what you call it. And I got a small because I've got my little butt plug training wheels on, and I need to, give it a whirl. I honestly just haven't had the time to kind of sit back, relax, and just put it in. But I have to tell you, I am so curious to know what it feels like to have sex with a butt plug in. I'm excited because it feels like it's just going to make everything kind of smaller and just more tight and compact. And yeah, if some guy's just struggling to get his cock in me, fuck, that's going to feel so good. I'm literally just really looking forward to that. But yeah, I haven't used it and haven't even put it in myself, but I have it. So yay, I can kind of scratch that off the list. I finally got off my ass and placed that order. Jeez, I don't know what took me so long. I really need to do some more toy shopping too. I mean, there was that one time I went with Cowboy Ann. He went with me, and I got a couple things. That womanizer, which was really, that's a home run. If you don't have a womanizer, ladies, get one. It sucks your clit. It's got like this vacuum thing. It's really good. Really good. I recommend that. And of course, the Hitachi. I'm probably the last woman on the planet to finally break down and get one, but it changed my world. So there you go. Those are so far my personal recommendations. We'll see how I feel about the butt plug. Next, kind of, I'm just going to do a bunch of oddball subjects. I mean, right now, there's just a bunch of weird stuff going on, kind of converging all at once. But one of the other things is and I'm completely switching gears here on this. This has just been like the week or week and a half for just crazy fucking stalker weirdo fuck sticks. I don't know what else to say, except I will say this. Some props need to be given to D, because in the very beginning, D, what am I going to call him here? Like my internet, my internet black ops guy. We'll call him that. He said to me in the very beginning, he's like, you need to come up with an alias. And he's the reason that I came up with the Layla London alias. Well, because obviously people always want to know your name. What's your name? And now this is the funny part. Little did I know, come to find out, that actually Layla London is a porn star. So to be very clear and put it on the record, I am not that person. I'm not that Layla London. There can be more than one person with the same name or alias out there, but I am not the porn star Layla London. And unfortunately, I didn't actually realize that until I, after the fact, Googled it. And I went, oh, shit. Well, lesson learned. There we go. Things you learn along the way when you're trying to do an anonymous podcast and you don't know what the fuck you're doing because you've never done one before. There we have that. But the stalker thing has been quite interesting. And, you know, I get everything from, you know, people, I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm assuming most of them are men, but, you know, guys that just, you know, want to basically meet me in the woods and hack me to pieces, that kind of stuff, which is unsettling. And then, to say the least, right? And then, you know, people that are like wanting to show up at your house and just, and then I have to say, I got to say this, it kills me, but I'm going to say, there was something that Cowboy N was right about. He would say that women were the worst stalkers. And I'm like, oh no, you don't know what guys can do. They're crazy. They're blah, blah, blah. They're blah, blah, blah. Okay. I got to say, after, you know, having like a crazy female stalker, I gotta say he's right. I mean, they, they are weird. They're beyond weird. There's just this different strange element of, what is this a combination of with female stalkers? It's like, there's no common sense, rationality, and it's all emotions on steroids. And there's no way to deal with it. You know, I mean, I'm kind of really more of a black and white thinker, more logical, which, you know, is not always good being a female. Unfortunately, you know, that's kind of the way I lean. And so what I've found is, you know, as I'm dealing with a crazy, you know, like female, and I'm trying to actually just say what the facts are, the truth of the matter, and believing that I'm speaking from a rational point of view and that I'd be speaking to a rational individual. It goes sideways. And I'm sitting there scratching my head like, oh, what the fuck? So I gotta say, like, guys, man, I feel for you. I really do. I mean, women, and I have to say also, and I hate to say it, but it's like, sometimes women were our own worst enemies. We're just, you know, hurting. I mean, when we refuse to look at the facts and be rational, it's impossible. In that state of mind, we're impossible to deal with. You cannot deal with it. My last little bit of news on the stalker front is recently somebody tried to put up a profile impersonating Cowboy N, or pretending to be him, which is a fictitious name that I've given someone, but obviously that person knows, you know, who they are, the real Cowboy N, the person behind the Cowboy N persona, you know, knows who he is. And somebody was trying to pretend that they were him. They'd taken my pictures and were using that in their, you know, in the profile and said they were Cowboy Inn, and that we wrote the Curious Girl Diaries together, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Just a bunch of bullshit. Well, obviously, that person is not super swift because they're not paying attention to the fact that, you know, my blog and everything has been ongoing for, oh, I mean, we must be over a year and a half now. So you can't roll the clock back and pretend that, you know, jump in the middle of it and pretend that you were writing the diaries with me. And as we all know, anybody that follows this blog, these are actual encounters and not made up stories. And I'm not sitting around with one person creating crap. This is an actual, you know, real life, I guess, documentary or autobiography, however you want to term it, of what I'm doing and what I'm going through. So just to make everybody aware out there, if you come across any blogs or, you know, Facebook, Tumblr, Snapchat, anything of that, any social media that is attempting to impersonate me or anybody that I see, it's just somebody out there on their own trying to make shit up. It's not a fact. So please just refer to the website, my blog, this, you know, on thecuriousgirldiaries.com. You know, that's where you're gonna find the facts. But on that note, you know, one of the things that I said I would do when I started all this was to also kind of be honest about how all this was making me feel. And I don't think I've done that in a while. And I've actually kind of gotten away from that. And recently, you know, it's been kind of coming up again, because when I started this year, I said, you know, at the end of last year and the beginning of the year, I said I was trying not to be, you know, an emotional chicken shit, I think I called myself, and to try to put myself out there more. And while I'm doing that, I'm noticing it's still a struggle. It's just a big fucking struggle for me. And, you know, I don't know why. I mean, having sex is fun, and all of the stuff I'm doing, all these experiences and the, you know, the people I get to interact with, the guys, I mean, it's so enjoyable, and it's very fun. But I'm still, while I'm sort of, I am pushing myself forward and I am being more vulnerable at times and in moments and, you know, specifically, you know, with certain people. I mean, like, I'm extremely, I would say, comfortable and grounded with, like, BE. I mean, I can, you know, for whatever reason, I'm, you know, I am. And also, you know, like Clark, I'm so, you know, I love talking to him and just because I can, you know, I can, it's sort of like, those are, you know, there's just certain people like you can really kind of exhale with, but I really just want to be that way all the time. I don't want to feel like I have to hold anything back. But unfortunately, you know, I still am sort of, my old ways are kind of resurfacing right now. And I'm trying to get, you know, stop doing that, I guess. And it's funny how sex and, you know, sex will bring that up. You know, I mean, I don't know. Why is that? Why is it you're having this, you know, you can be having great sex with people, but you're still very guarded. I mean, why can't I get past that? Why can't I just like put that wall down? And I do want to say, though, it has come down. And maybe I'm being too hard on myself. Maybe it just not doesn't come down that fast. I don't know. But it's been a while since I've actually given any input to this on this subject. And, you know, so I think it's kind of a, you know, a good time to do it. I think I'm just one of those personalities. I mean, you know, of I'm one of those personalities that I've always been autonomous. I've always been independent, headstrong, strong-willed, and always, you know, was sort of raised and believed, you know, that I could do anything I put my mind to, and I can, and I do. And so, you know, to then have to sort of switch gears and not do that. I mean, I don't know, you know, like maybe a better way of describing it makes some people some people might pick up on this, but I have always been a runner. I started running in junior high and in high school and in college, but a cross country runner, a long distance runner. What I always loved about that sport was that while I did some team sports, running was my jam because this is going to sound awful, but it didn't matter what the team did. As long as I could get across the finish line, you know, like somewhere in the top 10, right? I would still medal. I would still get a medal. And we didn't have to qualify as a team. I mean, with the long distance running, you can qualify individually or as a team. You can win as a team. And in order to win as a team, obviously everybody's got to be fast. And the most runners across the finish line, you know, first are going to be first, second, third, all that. Well, most runners on the same team, that is, right? And so I always got the benefit of just really being able to do what I do and be the standout without having to rely on anybody else, whether they were, you know, having a good day, going to make it or not. You know, I knew that I could just, if it was up to me, I could do it. So that's kind of been, I would say that's been like a real common theme for me in my life and my personal relationships, that, you know, while I'm as a friend and also even as a partner, you know, I'm somebody that is very reliable and you could always call me, like when somebody needs me, I'm there. Boom, that's it. But when I need somebody, I'm more apt to rely on myself and figure it out myself than say, pick up the phone or call somebody and lean on someone. So in my, you know, personal relationships, let me qualify that, like romantic relationships, that gets tough because the other person feels like that I don't need them. And it's not true. It's just that that's not actually true. It's that they don't probably see it in the way that they need to see it or in the way that they're used to seeing it or in the way that maybe most females, you know, can display that. So I think that one of the reasons, you know, which sounds odd, but one of the reasons that, you know, I've been so interested in the whole BDSM thing and that dynamic is because because you really have to give all that up. It's a qualification. I mean, you got, you know, either you're going to be able to do that or not. And in a regular relationship, you know, I'll say like a vanilla type relationship, I can't get away with that. And I'm not saying I'm in a like a dominant submissive relationship with anybody. I'm not, but I'm, that's why I'm so, it's why I'm so drawn to it and interested in it. Cause I know that that's going to, just by the sheer definition of it, is going to push me and require a lot more of me, more than I, you know, have ever had to give before. And I really want to do that. It scares the hell out of me. I won't lie. It's, you know, it's challenging. And, you know, but I feel like that's probably what would bring something like that is probably the next milestone that would push me the farthest and could push me the farthest. And so, you know, that's, I think that's why I've been honing in on that. But yeah, lately I think I kind of have to pay attention because I'm not pushing myself even just in, you know, even in regular, you know, relationships. So I'm going to try to push that farther in all areas. And, you know, again, this podcast was about sexy talk all the time. It's not always about that though. It's, you know, again, I said I would really try to focus on the stuff that this is, you know, what's coming up for me, what's coming on my radar. And right now this is kind of glaring. So I want to, you know, being that I have until the end of December, you know, I mean, you know, that's sort of my finish line, right? As a long distance runner, I'm like, okay, where am I? I've paced myself. What do I have in the tank? It's time to fucking hit it. And you know, and if you've run long distance, like that's how you think about it. It's like that 20, I'm at the 20 mile marker. Now, if you've any, all you marathoners out there, you know what the 20 mile marker is. That's like, that's when people hit the wall. I've never hit the wall at the 20 mile marker. I don't know what that, I don't, but that's what they say. They say it's like, you know, that's when you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. But emotionally, I'm feeling it right now. Feeling like, okay, I know what's left in this race. How I need to get to the finish line, or what my goal is, right? What my quote unquote time is, my PB here, my personal best. And for me, I think to finish this Curious Girl Diaries marathon, I think, you know, my personal best would be if I could really, really just let go. God, I really want to do that. I really, really want to do that. And that means it's, you know, it's time here. I need to, I'm kind of at the 20 mile marker. So it's time to really, step it up and push hard for, you know, that last, 6.2 and finish it up strong. So there we go. I know if I'm talking, if for the distance runners out there, they're going to get it. If I'm talking in tongues here, sorry. It just means that, you know, I'm at the end is in sight, and I'm sure December 31st will be here faster than I know it. And I just, you know, I need to, I'm kind of catching myself reverting. I'm coasting a bit and I don't want to do that. So I'm sort of calling myself out on it and saying, I got to do better. You know, I don't want to end this and be you know, not having hit all my milestones. I mean, the sex bucket list is one thing, right? I mean, these are physical acts, but what's gone along with all of this is just the emotional stuff and the things that, surprisingly, just sex will touches on. It touches on a lot, and it shows you a lot about yourself. It has for me anyway. And so I want to make sure that when I'm done with all this, putting it out there anyway, documenting it, that I've had the best experience and the most growth from it that I can have. So right now, I've probably started to lose sight of that, what the goal is, what the idea is behind it a little bit. And also I've probably just started to revert back a little bit. I think what happens is, you know, when people will react a certain way, then, you know, I'll react a certain way. And what I have to just remind myself of is it's not about them at all. You know, whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to say, however they respond, it's how they're going to respond. And don't let that derail you, steer you in a different direction, and or also cause you to not just keep putting it out there, because it's about you. It's about how you can get, you know, but really about my personal growth, I guess, from it. So I don't want to stifle that, you know, with anybody's reactions or what I think the reaction could be, if that makes any sense. I know it was a little bit rambly there. I got a little rambling going on, but I think I'm on the right path. I think I'm going to have this last, what are we here? So we're almost into August. So gosh, like 4 months. Wow. Yeah. There's a part of me that's going to be a little sad when this ends. I'm not going to lie, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And, I will be happy to like finally shut the microphone off and just, you know, let it stand, let it sit on its own merits and have that be that. So anyway, all right, well, it's Saturday. I hope everybody's having a good weekend, and keep listening, because I'm going to keep doing what I do. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.